Hello and welcome to night number 28 of 31 Nights of Fright, year 2, the sequel. My name is Adam and I'll be your host. Night 28 of 31 Nights of Fright is sponsored by Just If I Died SoCal Clothing Line. Just If I Died is a clothing line located in Southern California. They have a very unique steampunk and Dia de los Muertos theme, and also a black and white color scheme. They have t-shirts, hats, and skull bandanas. Their skull bandana designs are internationally known and used by athletes, celebrities, and SoCal locals alike. They believe that clothing should represent your character. It should also make a statement of who you are. Everything is also handmade in Southern California. Check them out at justifiedied.com. For night 28, this will be my final Tales from the Crypt episode. We're going all the way back to 1972, to when the first Tales from the Crypt movie was made. This was an Amicus production. Amicus also did the Vault of Horror, which is also based on the EC comics of the 1950s. Amicus was known for their British horror, and one of their big titles was Tales from the Crypt, as well as Vault of Horror, and also they had the movie Asylum. My favorite out of all of them are going to be the Tales from the Crypt or Vault of Horror, but I'm talking about 1972's Tales from the Crypt. I would say that this is the first time that Tales from the Crypt started using star power. And this is also the first movie, so I guess it's that by default. But you actually have it starring Joan Collins and Peter Cushing. And I also really like the way this one is structured. This here is an anthology film that is structured with a wraparound. It has 5 stories, and I feel like they're perfect in length. It doesn't really overstay its welcome. It manages to knock out those 5 stories in 92 minutes. Also, it did it right because it also took them from all 3 of the EC comics, Tales from the Crypt, Vault of Horror, and The Haunt of Fear. So I think it's cool that they were inclusive to include all of those as well. I think they actually really did a great job here with the wraparound story. Yes, the Crypt Keeper is an old man, and he's a very, I guess, witty British guy with the way he's portrayed here. And that's fine. It works for the movie. The crypt itself is an actual cave. And I even like the twist ending, which you can see coming a mile away. But it's still an awesome ending with the way it plays out. These are all terrible people that find themselves in a cave, and they wind up hearing their story and basically why they're there. The Crypt Keeper here is acting as almost judge, jury, and executioner, literally. And I think it works out really well. I enjoyed that twist ending, and I don't want to give it away, but I think it's pretty awesome. One of the big surprises to me on this one is actually the level of blood and gore. It is kind of bloody, it is somewhat gory. None of it looks realistic because of being made in 1972. However, I really appreciate what they did try to do here, as far as even though they were limited on special effects and what they could do at the time, it didn't stop them. There's quite a bit of bloody, nasty stuff in the movie. It's never anything too extreme. The movie is PG, I would say, if it was released today. It might be an R-rated movie or even a hard PG-13, but that's not to say that the movie is overly nasty. I do remember recording this one off of HBO when I was a kid, and I remember I was disappointed when I found out the Crypt Keeper was not a skeleton of any sort. But I did remember enjoying the movie, even though I enjoy it now a little bit more as an adult, mostly because I'm not comparing it to the HBO TV show, but I'm judging the movie based on its own merits, and it's a good one. It has some pretty awesome stories. One is very well known in Tales from the Crypt. It was the initial episode and All Through the House, and it's well done here. It's exactly the same as the Robert Zemeckis Tales from the Crypt TV episode version. So I think both were good adaptations. Of course, I would probably prefer the one on the TV show, but it's still fun to see it here and interpreted slightly different, even though it's exactly the same. We also have the story Reflection of Death, where a guy abandons his family to be with his lover, and they drive off together and are involved in a car accident. It's pretty good because he hitchhikes his way home, and again, the twist to the whole thing. It's predictable, but it's well done overall. You do have the story Poetic Justice, which involves a rich guy trying to ruin another man's life for no reason, then he simply doesn't like him. I really did enjoy that one a lot, and also this is the one that features Peter Cushing, so it's actually a really cool story. Terrible as far as what's done to him, but it's definitely well worth checking out. We are also treated to another story that is based off of The Monkey's Paw, which was also well done. And then I think probably one of my favorite stories here is Blind Alleys. I like it because it's a revenge story, and not only that, I think the guy really deserved to get what he had coming to him. It's kind of cool because most of these are revenge stories. I would say only two of them are not. But it definitely has that EC twist. They retained all of that, and that's what makes this a really fun viewing if you've never seen it. If you can handle watching an older film, I know that older films are sometimes turnoffs to people, but this one here, it's definitely worth your time to check out. And sadly, it's not as well known as it should be. I think the stories presented here are actually really good. They did a good job of picking five decent ones, and I think that its follow-up, The Vault of Horror, was actually maybe a little bit better as well. But I still like Tales from the Crypt, and, well, check it out. I think I'm going to close out tonight's episode. As a reminder, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Adam_analyzes. Also, adamanalyzes.com, one of the easiest ways where you can catch up on some past episodes and listen to current ones. But I also wanted to remind you that our contest that we are running, it is still running all the way till November 15th. So all you have to do is go to the Adam Analyzes Instagram or the Inner Honest Opinion Instagram and simply tag two friends on the photo. Either one will do. We'll randomly draw that on November 15th. And if you don't know by now, I am giving away a Creepshow Collector's Edition from Shout Factory, which is not sponsored, and then also the sponsored giveaway of a Justified Died prize pack, which includes a t-shirt, some bandanas, some stickers, and decals. So good luck and good night.